This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
That brings us to 5:41, and we're moving on to Today on Twitter, where it's all about potentially unpopular opinions when it comes to local food.
Yeah, so this is actually stemming from a specific tweet from Nazira Nazeh, who says, "What would you say is your most controversial food take that would immediately revoke your Malaysian card? For me, I can't stand Milo. Not in powder form, not in drink form, not in dinosaur form. It doesn't taste quite like chocolate, just deception in a can." Strong opinions. And that prompted other people to share their quote-unquote unpopular food opinions, and some even going on to reveal their dislike of all-time Malaysian favourites, of which I would say Milo is kind of up there anyway.
I mean, I had to do a when I read that tweet, because Milo?
Oh, I don't care for it.
Oh my God. Oh my gosh. I'm learning things about you that I don't know if we can recover from.
I think
especially powder. Like, I understand that if you don't like the drink, but Milo powder?
She started interrupting me, everybody.
I know. I'm sorry.
She's that upset. I think, you know, if we can't talk about this, Sharmila, in a way that is going to be conducive and productive, then how can everyone else? You know, we have to maintain our cool here.
And Milo really is only the tip of the iceberg, because if we look at the tweets, I mean, there's some strong hatred being expressed for things that are real Malaysian favourites. So Zara says, "Don't like nasi lemak, I hate curry, and definitely can't stand the smell and look of nasi kandar. All the curries mixed together, the whole plate is messy. I get nauseous when I look at it. Sorry," with crying emojis. That doesn't make up for it, Zara.
I'm not sure I agree with that. Let's just go with jam, because I think jam really sets the high water mark, saying, "I hate Malaysian food." I hate Malaysian food because it is too strongly flavoured and spicy, and I actually prefer Singaporean food. Yes, cancel me now. I will die on this hill.
I clearly gasped too soon, because that's where the deserves to be.
I think that one is much worse. And it's, for me at least, what makes it more egregious is the reasons. It's one thing to say you prefer Singaporean food, then you say you hate Malaysian food, and then the reason for it is the flavours are too strong, and I just can't. I can't get on board with any of that.
Hasrul says, "Roti John, mediocre level food, even my wife can make herself at home. I don't understand why I have to queue just to buy." You know, as someone who has looked up Roti John recipes very consistently and never managed to quite ace it, I'm not sure it's that easy. I mean, maybe your wife's a really good cook.
Yeah, I was going to say, what does "even my wife" mean, Astro? what is going on here? But I mean, otherwise, I suppose I could see that. But I think that it is a specific combination, right, that makes up the appeal. Meanwhile, Anna says, "It would be rice in general," just going all the way back to the OG. "When my mom carried me in her belly for 9 months, she couldn't stand rice as well. She would throw up every time she ate it. She could only eat noodles. As for me, I do eat it, but rarely. It is not a necessity for me."
Wow, not liking rice in Asia is tough.
Yes, I think so. You have to just make your peace with... What was it that we heard earlier from Jam? Strongly flavoured spicy food, minus the rice.
Well, Chiayi says, "No to Milo, durian, champada, nangka, chendol, ice kacang, bubble tea, mixed consistency food and drinks." Ah, I can see it now. And duku langsat, mata kucing, and friends. Wow, this is some real hatred of local fruits.
Tropical fruits, yeah. A lot of tropical fruits kind of coming under fire there. A lot of sweet things, actually, isn't it? So perhaps, Chiayi, it's more a matter of a sweet tooth problem than it is a local fruit problem, although it appears to be a confluence at this point.
I think we need to make some confessions. Do you have an unpopular local food opinion, Lynn?
I'm trying to think about this. I mean, I enjoy most things. We recently talked about how I don't like carrots. This was a private conversation. That's not local food, so that doesn't really count for anything. No, I mean, I don't think I've tried anything that I would decry in the same way that we're hearing from this. My controversial food opinion is that I disagree with all these controversial food opinions, and I don't even know if it's that controversial to say.
I think mine, it's time for me to come clean. You know this about me. You make fun of me all the time. I don't dislike banana leaf. I will say that. However, I have a real problem with the food mixing on the leaf. So I avoid it. That's my controversial confession.
I really think it's problematic, Sharmila. I'm sorry. I just don't. I can't. What are all the other negative words that I could be saying? I know we said safe space, and I hope you can tell from my tone that I continue to be accepting of you as a Malaysian and a friend, but my goodness.
And on that note, please join me in this corner. Share your controversial Malaysian food opinions. You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Break from monotony. BFM 89.9.
It's 5:47. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And we've been talking about a number of very different things this hour. So early on today on Twitter, we were reflecting on a tweet that talked about unpopular Malaysian food opinions. And we've been asking you for yours. Let's start with some food opinions.
So I wanted to just reiterate before we get there that the degree of controversy that we're looking for is something that would actually revoke your Malaysian card. So I think we need to emphasize that, because otherwise, you know, we could get into all sorts of things, right? But not every food is considered as universally loved as others. And I think banana leaf rice, like our friend over here, you know,
our friend, I see.
What? It's a friendly term.
I understand.
Okay. You know, like Sharmila over here. Banana leaf rice, I think, falls into that category. Nasi lemak, definitely. Nasi kandar, which we've also heard. So I think that there are some foods that are considered more more quintessentially Malaysian than others, and therefore more prone to controversy. So yeah, let us know what those are. But so far, we've got a couple. So Stephen says, coffee is a cold beverage. If you like hot drinks, it's called soup.
Ooh, now I feel like that's more of a coffee connoisseur card that you'll get revoked than Malaysian necessarily, because like I think Malaysians quite like their both sides of the coffee.
And both sides of temperature, I think, yes. When it comes to drink. I mean, when I think about the cups that emerge from the kitchen and flow out to the tables, I think that we usually see all sorts.
Choi says, prefer Singaporean food over Malaysian? They're literally the same.
So I can't agree. If I'm not mistaken, Choi has mentioned Singaporean food in the past in messages. If I'm wrong, please correct me. But I don't agree that they are literally the same. I think anybody who has tried to eat nasi lemak in Singapore compared to Malaysia will find specific and very real differences. There are also regional, which I don't think we have to get into, but I think that there are also regional differences in terms of how dishes are expressed, even when it comes to noodles. So I don't think they're the same at all.
I will never forget the time I ordered a Maggi Goreng in Singapore and realized it came with red sauce. Like, for me, that's a deal breaker. I wouldn't eat Maggi Goreng there.
This is what I'm saying. This is what I'm trying to get at.
We also have, okay, Ro just really responding to us, saying, radio DJs go to verbal blows and their separate ways over Milo. Mino Milo anda jadi garang dan ganas.
Ro, we were very civilized. I don't think we deserve the jingle.
Jadi very, what's the word? Like, what's the word for like a robust conversation? Doesn't make as good a slogan.
I was going to say ba'adat. I don't know why. That's also the wrong word.
Anonymous listener says, I can't take bamboo shoot dishes.
Ah, so we heard a tweet earlier that I feel was very smell focused. You know, cempedak came up, durian came up. And I think that I have no issue with bamboo shoots. But I think that there is definitely a smell issue that I think we can talk about, which is in the same category as, say, petai. And that's all right to acknowledge, I feel.
I also feel like the reasons actually range over a few things, right? Like there are people who just don't like particular textures or particular smells. Madiha says, asam boy, or any kind of asam. Don't like the shriveled up appearance. Don't get why pregnant people here tend to like it so much.
Madiha, I feel like pickle people are their own people. Meaning sour foods people.
Yes.
And that, it's very difficult to talk about it in that respect, because I feel like people who like sour foods, you know, will have a completely different set of taste buds. And I say this as somebody who is asam boy neutral. I have no issue with it one way or the next. But I do think that people who love pickles, who love jeruk, who just really enjoy this sort of thing, will therefore put up with the shriveled up appearance for the flavour.
I love asam. I love it in most things, desserts, even savory food sometimes. Nishakaran says, roja is okay, but fruit roja?
Come on. Why are we attacking the fruits? what is going
there
on?
There seems to be a strong streak of fruit hatred.
Or rather, fruits fruits need to be in their place. I think that's the tone I'm getting from this.
Well, speaking of fruits, we have Praveen saying, Chiku is a wrong kiwi.
Okay. No. What is with the tropical fruit hatred? I think that we really need to be a little more proud and a little more, defensive when it comes to our fruits. Comparing it to a kiwi, they're completely different things. I will hear nothing said about the chiku. I don't know why I feel so strongly about this.
So I used to love chiku growing up and then kind of lost my taste for it because we just ate too much of it. So now I'm neutral about chikus.
They're not even sour. So I don't think that we can compare them to the kiwi is all I'm saying.
I think it's the appearance more than anything else.
I won't hear anything said about the chiku. I said what I said.
Choi is back to defend their Singaporean comment earlier, saying maybe some slight differences. Banana leaf rice is superb in Little India, Singapore. And then says tempoyak. Tempoyak is a controversial one because they're like lovers of tempoyak and then people who just can't stand it.
It's the same thing as durian. I mean, tempoyak is durian plus, right? It's durian pushed to the edge of durianness. And so I kind of understand why it is that that would be the case. I have no issue with tempoyak, nor do I have any issue actually with the call for banana leaf rice in Little India, Singapore. Agreed.
Okay. Lee is saying boba is disgusting and should be banned.
Okay. So here's where we get into some tricky territory, because I was going to say I'm not a fan anymore of salted egg sauce anything. Mm. But I don't know if that's considered a Malaysian food. It's a modern Malaysian addition to everything. It seems like no matter where you go, whether it's a stall or a restaurant, you're going to find some iteration of it, which is also true of boba. But then again, boba is also not from here. It's from Taiwan. So I'm not sure when we're talking anymore about Malaysian food versus something that's just very prevalent in the Malaysian food scene.
Keep those thoughts coming. What are your controversial Malaysian food opinions? The kind of thing that gets your Malaysian card revoked. You can call 77732900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.